what not to do, chasing validation, fantasy, fast detachment, and desire without discipline in this session. We are looking at what not to do in courtship, dating, and romantic discernment. Many men do not fail here because they wanted marriage too much. They fail because they tried to use romance for things romance was never meant to do. They wanted relief from loneliness. They wanted proof of their worth. They wanted emotional excitement. They wanted to feel chosen. They wanted a woman's attention to heal insecurity. And because of that, they moved without discipline. There are four common dangers we need to name clearly: chasing validation, fantasy, fast attachment, and desire without discipline. First, chasing validation. This happens when a man is less interested in knowing a woman truthfully and more interested in how her response makes him feel. If she smiles at him, he feels stronger. If she seems interested, he feels important. If she pulls back, he feels crushed. In that case, he is not mainly pursuing covenantal discernment. He is using female interest to regulate his identity. That is a dangerous place to start. A woman is not there to tell you who you are. She is not there to prove your masculinity. She is not there to heal your self-contempt by wanting you. Second, fantasy. Fantasy happens when imagination outruns reality. A man has a few good conversations, notices beauty, senses chemistry, and then begins building a whole future in his mind. He imagines marriage, shared mission, sexual intimacy, family life, and spiritual partnership before he has actually tested anything in real time. He is no longer seeing the woman as she is. He is relating to a projection. Fantasy is dangerous because it makes discernment weak. The man is no longer asking, "Who is she really?" He is asking, "How do I keep this story alive?" Third, fast attachment. Fast attachment is emotional speed without relational weight. A man becomes quickly bonded through texting, confessional conversation, constant contact, private intensity, and romantic energy. He starts acting emotionally committed long before any mature commitment exists. That creates vulnerability, confusion, and sometimes deep disappointment. Fast attachment often feels sincere, but sincerity without discipline can still be destructive. Fourth, desire without discipline. Desire is real, but desire must be governed. Without discipline, desire becomes pressure, oversharing, sexualized imagination, possessiveness, physical compromise, or emotional acceleration. A man starts wanting more access, more exclusivity, more closeness, more reassurance, more contact, more romantic certainty before he has actually earned that kind of closeness through time and truth. Romans 13:14 says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh for its lusts." That matters in dating. Do not make provision. Do not build the emotional and physical runway that leads to disorder and then act surprised when everything gets blurry. Here are some warning signs. You are checking your phone constantly. You are daydreaming more than discerning. You feel emotionally attached after very little time. You are becoming physically or digitally suggestive too early. You feel devastated by small changes in her attention. You are acting like a boyfriend before truth has carried that weight. What helps instead? Slower pace helps. Honest conversation helps. Group context helps. Male accountability helps. Prayer helps. Paying attention to actual character helps. Letting time reveal reality helps. What not to do? Do not date to soothe insecurity. Do not confuse being noticed with being called. Do not attach your identity to her interest. Do not build a relationship in your imagination before it exists in truth. Do not let loneliness turn into romantic urgency. Do not create emotional or physical closeness you cannot yet carry responsibly. Do not let desire outrun discernment. Attraction is not the enemy. Disorder. A confident, organic man can want marriage deeply and still stay disciplined. He can feel romantic interest and still move with self-control. He can hope without fantasizing. He can pursue without chasing validation. He can desire without being ruled by desire. Peace is often stronger than performance. And one of the clearest signs of maturity in dating is this. A man does not let his hunger write the whole story. He lets truth, time, character, and Christ shape the path.